Welcome to Local Talk Wednesday on KHOI Community Radio, where we explore the people, stories, and events in our seven-county listening area in central Iowa. Thank you for listening in. I am your host for today, Susan Franzen, together with my co-host, Joy B. Welcome, Joy.
Hi, Susan. I'm really excited to be here. Today's program, starting with the road trip to Salisbury House that I took with Cynthia McClure.
Well, that should be a special treat.
Ursula Rudenberg and I had an interview with David Cunningham, communication expert and forum leader for Landmark Education, an international training and development company. Well over 1 million people use its programs to cause breakthroughs in their performance. Today, we'll be talking to David Cunningham about ways to overcome the problems so many of us have at holiday time.
You and I had a call to Elizabeth at National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. She told us some of the myths about suicide. That was really surprising to me. You can listen in to our conversation later in the program.
First, we'll drive to Des Moines to tour the fabulous Salisbury House.
No more talk of darkness. Forget these wide-eyed fears. I'm here. Nothing can harm you. My words will warm and calm you. Let me be your freedom. Let daylight dry your tears. I'm here with you, beside you, to guard you and to guide you.
Say you love me every waking moment. Turn my head with talk of summertime. Say you need me with you.
Emily Milemski at Salisbury House.
So this is the common room. This is the room that Carl and Edith would have used to entertain. They had a lot of guests over and parties, and they would entertain in this room. And today we also use it as an entertainment room. So we host some public events here, such as our tea at the castle. And we'll have scones and treats and things. And then the tea is actually donated from Gongfu Tea downtown. Each tea that we host will have a guest speaker. We have someone who will play the piano during the tea, which is very special because the piano in this room is a 1929 Steinway, a custom-made piano, which is very unusual and is a beautiful instrument.
Is this something that they also brought in, the original owners?
This particular piano was custom-made that the Weeks family did order. And Steinway and Company did claim at one point that it was the most significant, best instrument they ever made. The piano is a custom English oak paneling, and it's very ornate. It's hard to explain, but you'll have to come and see yourself.
Yeah, I can see just from standing back that it's really gorgeous. So we can walk over there and look at that. So what do you think at the tea party is the biggest draw?
All of it is actually a big draw. Just to be able to sit in this room and have a traditional English style tea is very special. Well, I do want to mention that we are open to the public for tours daily. And so every time you come here to visit Salisbury House, you're making a contribution to Salisbury House Foundation so that the house and all of the collections, including the library and the books, can stay here as a piece of Des Moines heritage. And we also offer public events throughout the year. And some of those major events would include Shakespeare on the Lawn, which is a theater company will come here and perform a Shakespearean play outside on the south terrace of the house. And it's a perfect setting to perform a Shakespearean play. That takes place in June. We have a tea at the castle, so there will be an English tea offered on February 3rd. That's our next upcoming event, and those tickets are available right now on our website at salisburyhouse.com. You'll also see all of our other events will be posted there.
You know, for the artifacts and the history, definitely something we should hold on to.
We are open for tours daily, so we're open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 5, and then Sundays from noon to 5. We do switch our hours in the wintertime, so in the months of January and February, we'll be open Tuesday through Friday from noon to 4. All those details will be posted on our website.
And do you ever have any famous visitors or dignitaries that come through the Salisbury House that you can remember? Brad Pitt. No, anybody famous.
I remember seeing a picture of Robert Redford when he came to visit in the 70s.
So yeah. Robert Redford's cool.
I'm sure there are a lot of people that we do private tours all the time as well. People from all over the world come to visit here. It's exciting to see someone walk in the doors for the first time because they're always in awe, especially of those Great Hall rafters. They are just taken back. Most people can't believe that a place like this exists in Des Moines, let alone in this quiet historic neighborhood. We have a history series. We bring in historians and they do a lecture about an engaging topic. And our next lecture will take place in March and our speaker will be talking about the Ottoman Empire. All of our tours are led by wonderful and knowledgeable volunteers. And they're very knowledgeable and know everything about this house. They go through a training process and they can share anything.
All the history.
For more information about Salisbury House, you can go to our website, salisburyhouse.org. If you have any questions, you can give us a call at 515-274-177. So I encourage you to visit our website.
Is there anything you want to say? Your name's Paula Hammond. About being a volunteer at the Salisbury House?
I started over 3 years ago, and I had been in education. And I've always loved architecture and art, and it was just a really good fit for me. Because I'm very passionate about art and architecture, and I just think Salisbury House is a beautiful home. And the thing I like about volunteering here is you meet people from all over the world. We've had people from Scotland and Germany and all over the place. Seeing the way people connect with the home, architectural students and people from all over the United States do. But the thing I like about Salisbury House is just its continual learning process. I've been volunteering for over 3 years and I'm still finding out new things all the time. And I really like that, learning new things all the time and sharing it with the guests that come to our house. And seeing people's aha moments, like when you explain about the ceiling at the Great Hall and how it came from White Hart Inn and that William Shakespeare performed plays at White Hart Inn. And
yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It's great to see people come in and appreciate history. I think what makes Salisbury House unique is that we have all these original furnishings were here when the Weeks lived here. And people like to kind of imagine what it'd be like to live here at that time. And especially when we tell stories about the boys and the things they did, they really make this connection between, you know, their boys or themselves as children.
What are some of the stories about the boys that you find fascinating?
Well, one of the ones is there's an echo chamber up on the second floor. It looks like a closet, but you open the door and there are wooden pipes and metal pipes. And one of the stories is that Leif would shimmy in there and like put himself between, there's just enough space between where the pipes end and the wall. And he would peep through there when his parents were having parties and kind of spy on them. And then the older brothers would try that, but they were much larger. And they would get stuck, and then the maids would have to pull them out.
Oh, my God. That is a funny story.
You know, guests have said things like, can you imagine what it'd be like for kids to play hide and seek in the house? Because you had 28,000 square feet and 42 rooms and, you know, 10 acres of land, and they just must have had a ball. They see the small, modest bungalow they came from where they lived the first 20 years and where they, you know, this house. you know, how the boys must have reacted to that.
I wanted to say thanks for continuing your love and passion of teaching at the Salisbury House. So that must be great for you, rewarding.
Yeah, it's very rewarding. And the staff is just wonderful. That's one thing that makes it, you know, 'cause sometimes you do volunteer work and you feel like maybe you're not appreciated. But when I come here, it's kind of like family. It's kind of like a second home because this is the place I spend, you know, next to my own home the most time. But everybody is always so positive and warm and welcoming, the staff. It's a wonderful environment to volunteer in. My sister and her best friend live in Kansas City, and they've gone to England multiple times. And the first time they ever came here, they said, well, you don't need to go to England. England's right here. I mean, it's kind of wow. People, when they come here, it's a real big surprise sometimes for people to find.
Yeah, it's my first time here, and it's very surprising and very beautiful for somebody that really appreciates art and history.
The other thing was when you see the picture of the family that you were talking about in 1921 with the four children and the parents, and I tell the story about HUD, how HUD got his name. His birth name was Everett. And Carl Weeks had this business competitor named Mr. Hudnut. Mm-hmm. So one day he was trying his father's patience. And Carl said, you must be a Hudnut. And everybody started calling him Hud. And the connection I make is that the other three boys, all they got careers and they moved. Two moved to California and one moved to Wisconsin. Hud was the one that stayed here and lived on the property and took over for his father when his father retired. And I think that's a kind of an inspiring story that even though a kid can be kind of rascally when they're young, like the most rascally in the family, he turned out to be the one that stuck around and, you know, was loyal. And I think that's kind of a neat message for some parents maybe that are having trials with their own children.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Welcome.
And we really appreciate your time today to take us around.
Super.
So thank you.
Well, great having you come. We always enjoy having you guests.
For more information about Salisbury House, you can go to our website, salisburyhouse.org. If you have any questions, you can give us a call at 515-274-177. So I encourage you to visit our website.
No more talk of darkness. Forget these wide-eyed fears. I'm here. Nothing can harm you. My words will warm and calm you. Let me be your freedom. Let daylight dry your tears. I'm here with you, beside you, to guard you and to guide you.
You're listening to Local Talk. I'm Joy B, here with Susan Franzen.
With the holidays approaching, we contacted an expert on communication. So many people find the holidays challenging emotionally. David Cunningham is with Landmark Education, and he will explain later in the show what the program is. Thank you for joining us, David. We want to talk about the holidays. What's your best scenario on how to have happy holidays this year? People don't see their family that often, and maybe they're worried about somebody that they have a rift with.
It's really important people get that the present and the future doesn't have to be anything like the past. In other words, let's suppose you had a rough time with Aunt Martha at the last holiday, or let's suppose you had some falling out with one of your cousins or even a brother or sister in the last few months. That really is in the past, and it doesn't have to be the way the holidays go. It really is possible. Holidays haven't happened yet, so you haven't had Christmas dinner or you haven't had the special dinner yet. Since it hasn't happened yet, it doesn't have to be like the past. And that really is important for people to get that first point. The special dinner really can be created and designed, and you can cause it to go the way you want it to go because it hasn't happened yet.
And how do people work with preparing to let everything go?
Well, it's really important that people understand that 99% of our experience of life is not given by what happened. 99% of our experience of life is given by what we decided or our story or our interpretation of what happened. In other words, let's suppose somebody showed up late to the last holiday dinner. Let's say they were supposed to be there at 2 o'clock and they showed up at 2:30. That's what happened. For all of us as human beings, as soon as anything happens, we add a story to it. And if we add a story like, that's rude, or they don't care, or they're thoughtless, long after that event is over, we're still left with the story, they're rude, or they're thoughtless. But it's important to see that that didn't happen. What happened is they showed up at 2:30. By the way, as human beings, the way we function is no matter what happens in life, we're interpreting it. But if we can begin to get the difference between what actually happened and our story about, oh, they showed up at 2:30. The story is they're thoughtless, but that's a story about what happened. Their thoughtless didn't happen. You'll see that your whole experience, your upset, your resentment, isn't from what happened. It's from the story. I'm upset because I think the person's thoughtless. I'm not upset because they showed up at 2:30. I'm upset because I think they're thoughtless. That's one thing. So all of our experience comes from the story about what happened, not the what happened itself. And then the second thing is that the only thing that sticks with us is the story. So long after that day's over, they showed up at 2:30 that day, but long after that day's over, we're still stuck with a story called they're thoughtless. So as we approach the next holiday, we think who's coming is a thoughtless person versus who's coming is somebody that showed up at 2:30 last time. And those are two different people to have at the dinner table with you, somebody who showed up at 2:30 or somebody who's thoughtless.
David, one of the things that happens during holiday family gatherings is that people end up spending time with people they just don't like and don't really want to be with.
One thing is that we don't have to spend the holidays with anybody. It's kind of a myth to say, well, I've got to, right? I have no choice. We do have a choice. If I am going to get in the car and drive to somebody's house and I know people are going to be there, I really don't have to get in the car and drive there. So it's important to get that I am going by my own free choice and I don't have to. But let's suppose I go, and then I'm there. One of the things that I've worked with over the years has been really powerful is usually when we walk in the door, what's natural is to worry that we're going to have a good time. And sometimes I remember one Easter, I was home, and I was going to go spend Easter with a family that I didn't know. I'd never met them, but just because a person in my family was getting married, and it was his new in-laws, and it was really important to him that I go meet his new in-laws. So I was going to go spend Easter with family with 30 people that I had never met. And I remember being at home going, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go. I didn't even want to get dressed and go. Plus, it was a two-hour drive. I just didn't want to go. And I'm at home, and then I thought to myself, wait a minute. Okay, I'm already predicting I'm not going to have a good time. I'm not even expecting to have a good time. Okay, let's go, and I'm going to have twice as much fun as I think I can have. So I just created for myself twice as much fun as I think I'm going to have. That was step one. Step two was then, okay, how do I do that? I know. I'm going to go make sure that the people that are there, they love their day. And so I took my attention off myself. that family, let me go make sure they love their day. They were inviting me in. They'd never met me either. It was their Easter in their home with their family. And so my attention wasn't on me. It was on how are they doing. And so I walked in and just, you know, made sure that I took an interest in them and I made sure I acknowledged them rather than they were interested in me. I made sure I acknowledged them and got interested in them and just like in little ways made sure they loved their day. And guess what? I had twice as much fun than I thought I was going to have because I wasn't worried about me having fun. I was worried about them loving their day. And that's actually where our satisfaction comes from. By the way, side note, acknowledging people is the fastest pathway to love being present. If we can be the source of other people loving their day, that's the most satisfying things for us as human beings anyway.
Speak to the listening and how that sometimes affects a closer relationship with friends and family.
Absolutely. Most of us think the most important thing is what we say. Okay, what we say is critical. Equally critical, however, is listening. And a couple things about that are essential. Number one is that the other person has the experience of being heard. Sometimes we have a complaint about people like, that person always repeats themselves. Well, if we observe ourselves, when do we repeat ourselves? We repeat ourselves when we don't think we were heard. It's making sure the other person has the experience of being heard. And sometimes the other person says things we don't really like. They may have an opinion about something, or they may even have an opinion about us, or they may have a differing political opinion, let's say.
Especially lately.
No. Yeah, there's a lot of that going around right now.
There is that going around, isn't there? And so one thing not to worry about is, do I agree with what they're saying or do I disagree with what they're saying? That is of no importance. What's of importance is, do they have the experience of being heard? And when people have the experience of being heard, they're left connected and satisfied. And guess what? They stop repeating themselves as well, because they only repeat themselves if they don't think you heard them in the first time. I don't worry about whether I agree or disagree with people. I worry about, do they have the experience of being heard? And that makes all the difference in listening. And then if they have the experience of being heard, you'll see that they experience being really connected with you as the person who listens. Does that mean you have to put up with anything that's being said? No. You can say, hey, I disagree with that. Okay, I don't have the same opinion you do, but I want you to know I understand your opinion. And even though I have a different one, I appreciate your opinion. It's your opinion. And then there's no argument, and it's just people listening to each other. There may be some people anticipating their holidays, and one of the things that's really important is to always have a future that you're looking forward to. So if right now, today, somebody's listening and they've been sitting thinking about, the holidays are coming, I don't think they're going to be good, I'm going to be lonely, or I'm not going to like being with that person, that will impact them right now because they're anticipating a holiday that they're not going to like. That will actually upset them right now, even though the holiday's not here yet. So it's always important to have a future that you're looking forward to, because if you have a future you're looking forward to, that has you at peace and even happy right now. You know, if I told you you were going to win $1 million at midnight, you wouldn't wait till midnight to get excited. So if I told you you were going to jail at midnight, you wouldn't wait till midnight to get upset. So if you can plan ahead and think of those things like watching Sound of Music or whatever you're thinking of that you already know, hey, this is going to happen on the holidays and you're already looking forward to it, that'll actually make you happy every day between now and the holidays. And a lot of times we're afraid, right, to reach out to somebody else. We're talking about people possibly being alone for the holidays or how to connect with people. So I just wanted to make the point and appreciate people's courage. Courage is not when you're not afraid. Courage is when you are afraid and you do something anyway. So a lot of times people think, I got to get rid of my fear before I can reach out to that person. No, actually, we can reach out and connect with people while we're afraid. That's what courage is.
This is KHOI Community Radio. We've been talking with David Cunningham, communications expert and senior form leader for Landmark Education. You've heard some of the practical suggestions for making holidays rewarding and enjoyable. Next, we'll hear how this organization works and impacts people's lives.
Landmark is considered a worldwide leader in the field of personal and professional growth, training, and development. So There's a whole industry of personal growth, professional growth, training development, and we're considered totally unique in that whole field. We've worked with over 2 million people, and we're just committed that those people have had the opportunity to cause lasting breakthroughs for themselves, lasting breakthroughs in the living of their life and their relationships, their peace of mind, and really the quality of their life. And that's everything we're committed to.
As I understand it, Landmark is a retreat and a program for improving your life.
Yeah, we don't call it a retreat. We call it a forward, because you move things forward. No retreat. It's all forward. Okay? So it's moving your life forward and getting what you want. That's right. So we have a set of programs that empower people to really pursue what's important to them. And while they're doing that, have freedom, power, and peace of mind. So we offer a core program, which is called the Landmark Forum. It's really great because you don't have to invest a year into it. You can come for 3 days and one evening. And out of those 3 days and one evening, you're left literally free to be and free to act in your life. So our programs are unique conversations. If you want new results, you have to take new action. If you want to take new actions, you have to literally get a new view of life. Our view of life is given to us by all the conversations we've ever had. So everything you've ever heard said about dads and everything you've ever heard said about your dad leaves you with a view of your dad. Everything you've ever heard about money and everything you've heard about your money leaves you with a view of money. That view of life is what shapes your actions with money or shapes your actions with your dad. And the actions you take give you the results you have. So if you want new results, you'll have to take new actions. You'll have to get a new view of life, which means you'll have to have conversations you never, ever had before. In the Landmark Forum, we have conversations that just literally nobody's had before. They're new. They're just new on earth. New conversations people have never had before that leave them with a new view of life and therefore in action in a way they weren't in action before and then producing breakthrough results. That's it in a nutshell.
You do these all over the world. Could you talk a little bit about the difference in doing them in different locations?
We do it all over the world. We've done our programs now in over 22 countries. We do it in different languages, so we can offer the program in many different languages. We have a special program for 8 to 12-year-olds, and we have a special program for 13 to 17-year-olds, and then a program for adults. We also have a special subsidiary, which is called the Vanto Group, where we do work in businesses and corporations.
It sounds like you really help people improve their lives. Could you summarize what the mission of Landmark is?
Totally dedicated to people being powerful in their lives and having lives they love. And we never tell people what they should want, and we never tell people what they should be doing. You know, people come tell us what they want, and we make sure that they get that. So it's a breakthrough in being able to actually be the author of, the designer of your own life and have that life that you really would design for yourself. I've led the forum myself in Tel Aviv, in Bucharest, in Bangkok, in Little Rock, Arkansas, all the exotic places in the world, right?
Right.
And wherever we go, it's human beings, that's for sure. And human beings around the world are dealing with a lot of the same stuff, although in different places in the world, there's different circumstances they're dealing with. But they're dealing with, how do I be powerful in the face of whatever I'm dealing with? Around the world, I've seen people, in just the weekend of the forum, I've seen people who, you know, literally had been at war with somebody in their family, like somebody who hadn't talked to their dad in 30 years. And just in the weekend of the program, they make peace with that dad. Or I've watched couples come into the forum that are so near divorce and literally attorneys hired. And by the end of the weekend, the attorneys are fired and the couple is really joyfully and powerfully back together. I've watched people come into the weekend who are failing in school and they walk out and their academic performance just excels. I've watched people walk into the program who are struggling with their weight and walk out of the forum, and they're not struggling with their weight anymore. I think the last thing I say is I've watched people every weekend I leave the forum, I watch people walk in who have things from the past you know, sometimes traumatic things like the loss of a loved one or some abuse in their past or bullying in their past, and it still impacts them today, no matter how long ago it happened. And what I watch every weekend is people being able to truly get free from their past. We can't change their past. It already happened. But it doesn't have to impact them anymore. Even if something is serious of having been abused as a child, it stops impacting them and they're free again.
There's a lot of love in the room at the end and a lot of understanding because the person sitting next to you might be from Pakistan and you may have never met a person from there. And then you get this relatedness because they tell you about what it's like to, you know, have lived in their culture and their life. Yeah, it's sitting in a chair and really listening to what's going on around you. The funny thing is a lot of people have the same issues as they have anywhere in the world. They have problems figuring out how to deal with a career or somebody in the family, and they break through a lot of times in that program.
We have that program called Self-Expression Leadership in which we have people tell us something they want to get done in the community they haven't get done. Maybe they want to feed hungry kids. Maybe they want to put girls in a village in India through school. And you just tell us something that you've wanted to get done, you haven't gotten it done. And we coach people to be very powerful with that and actually accomplish that in a matter of a couple months. So, and there's been over 200,000 of those projects around the world now. So many people in the world have come across a self-expression leadership program with Landmark that they didn't even know. They just were there and all of a sudden they saw somebody, you know, they got part of a project for getting coached to the homeless and they didn't even know it, but it was a self-expression leadership program project out of Landmark.
We've been talking with David Cunningham, communications expert and senior forum leader for Landmark Education.
I just really appreciate the opportunity to have this conversation with you, and I hope it's useful to everybody that listens, both in their holidays and both in really enjoying any day of their life, especially the holidays. So I hope it was useful.
You have been listening to KHOI Community Radio. We just heard from David Cunningham, communications expert and forum leader for Landmark Education. And I've been your host, Susan Franzen, together with my co-host, Joy B. Thank you for listening. Our next guest, Elizabeth, will tell you about National Suicide Prevention Lifeline.
Thank you so much for letting me share information about Foundation 2 with your listeners. We started as a grassroots organization to help people in crisis, and we started as a drop-in center, and that really has expanded to what we are today. We have 24-hour crisis hotline for the state of Iowa. We have chat and text support for people in crisis through our website. We have a mobile crisis outreach program that can go on location to people in crisis. We have therapists. We have support groups, especially for people who have lost a loved one to suicide loss. And then we have a youth shelter for young people ages 11 to 17. One of the things that our crisis center does through Foundation 2 is answer the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. So that is often the first way people connect with Foundation 2 is by calling that national number.
Can you tell us what are some of the myths about suicide?
One of the most common myths that Foundation 2 hears this time of year is that the rates for suicide must go up over the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, because it's something that you hear about all the time. And actually, it is a myth that suicide rates decrease during the holidays. And some of that we think is because of the incidence of connection to other people. That connection and support is so vital for people. And during the holidays, there's family time, and you may hear from your neighbors or your coworkers or people that you don't hear from every day. And so that really provides people with hope and comfort and helps them during the holiday season.
That's really great. I would never know that if you didn't tell me. And
yeah, and I for our calls, the spring and the fall tends to be a more difficult time for people, and that's when our crisis line receives more contacts with people who have serious thoughts of suicide. There are lots of myths. Another common one is that if you ask someone about suicide, it may trigger them to act on their thoughts of suicide. And actually what we found is that talking to someone about suicide will not give them the idea. It's hard for you to bring that up, you know, and sometimes people don't know what to say, but talking about it is actually helpful because it shows that person that you're there to listen, and it might make them feel like, oh, good, I can finally talk to somebody about what I'm going through in this hard time that I'm having. So we do always encourage people to ask someone if they're having thoughts of suicide. If you're unsure of what to say, our crisis center staff can talk with you about, you know, provide some coaching about the best way to start that conversation.
If a person who's thinking about suicide and even a person who is concerned about somebody that may commit suicide can give you a call on the 800 line at any time?
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, I'm glad you asked that because sometimes people have ideas about who should be able to call a crisis line or what it's for. Really, if it's a crisis for you, if you're worried about a friend, a family member, somebody at school, or you have your own, you know, relationship problems or mental health or whatever you might be going through, please call us. We are not going to say, oh, please, you're tying up the line. We don't have time to talk about this. If it's a crisis to you, it's a crisis to us. And that includes third-party situations where you may be worried about someone else that you know.
And I thought it was really interesting how it's the connectiveness that really helps, that during the holidays isn't always a time when people commit suicide. It actually is helpful for people that may be thinking about it because they can connect and get support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those little things that you may do, smiling at someone that's walking by or asking a stranger how their day is, can mean more to them than you ever know. You know, so we always encourage those random acts of kindness.
So where do people call to reach you?
Okay. We are a 24-hour organization, so even over the holidays, we will have staff working to be there to help people in crisis. And we're very thankful to the staff that are there to help people during all times of the year. But if you are interested in connecting with Foundation 2, you can call our toll-free number, which is 1-800-332-4224.
Okay, and do you have a website?
We do. It is foundation2, and it's the number 2.org. Okay. And we have a lot of information about suicide prevention, some statistics, a lot of information. And then you can access our chat and text support through our website as well.
And then I guess the last question I want to ask you is something I always asked. I had a friend that committed suicide. She was just always so happy, never imagined that she would do that. I know I was left with why questions.
Losing anyone that you love in your life is a difficult thing to go through. But when it's a loss by suicide, it leaves people with so many unanswered questions about what did I miss? Could I have done something differently? What was going on in their life? And sometimes those are questions that you may never have the answer to. But one of the things that Foundation 2 offers is a support group for adults and then a support group for young people who have lost someone to suicide. And that connects people who are going through the similar sort of loss. And it's kind of a community of people who are experiencing the same thing. And they can, maybe they won't find out the answers, but they'll together find out ways to cope with what they're going through and to connect with other people that they can relate to. Our group is in Cedar Rapids, are open to anyone who's willing to make the drive to our location. Our crisis center staff do have information about other statewide groups that would offer those support groups. So if that's something that you feel like would be helpful for you, please call our crisis center and they'll put you in touch with a local organization that offers that kind of support group.
What you've said is very, very helpful to me because these random acts of kindness you're talking about are sort of instinctive to me, and I now realize that it does matter if you smile at somebody or reach over to help them if they're having a minor problem. Is my understanding correct?
Yeah, you know, I think that connecting with people, and they make a positive difference for everyone in their life.
Thank you very much for everything that you do and everything that your volunteers do at your organization.
Well, thank you so much for letting me share information about Foundation 2 with your listeners.
You're very welcome. Everything, hands and faces, earth and sky.
Love changes everything, how you live and how you die. Love can make the summer fly, or a night seem like a lifetime. Yes, love,
Love changes everything. Now I tremble at your name. Nothing in the world will ever be the same. Love changes everything. Days are longer, words mean more. Love changes everything. Pain is deeper than before. Love will turn your world around, and that world will last forever. Yes, love changes everything, brings you glory, brings you change.
Love changes everything, starting with Carl and Edith Weeks at Salisbury House. Joy, what was their story? It was not touched on in your tour.
Carl and Edith Weeks fell in love. Carl followed Edith to Europe, where she was studying. She wanted to advance her studies in art. Both loved art and architecture, and so when they saw a house there that really inspired them, that they wanted to bring back to Iowa, which they loved, they came back and they brought artifacts from Europe and put it all in this house.
But did you say they brought the house back?
Pretty much. They pretty much took almost everything they could from some houses in Europe and brought it back to Iowa because they loved it so much and they were so into art. And so into architecture. They just had planned on just putting like $250,000 into the home and ended up spending millions on this house. And they wanted to live in Iowa. They loved Iowa. So it's a love story about people really loving where they live. And even though they had all the opportunities of the world, because Carl became very wealthy from his work in a foundation company for women's
cosmetics, right?
Yeah, cosmetics. He was studying pharmaceutical things, and he produced this makeup that helped him become very wealthy. And this was during the Depression. So they had lost everything, and then they wanted to keep their home. And so they worked with Drake University and later other organizations to keep this home and not lose it. And all that. They brought back many amazing, priceless artifacts from Europe, pictures and paintings. And the house is just exquisite, and the love that went into it is just profound. And then with the other suicide segment we had, it's all about love and connection and letting people know you really love them. They mean something to you. Also, Landmark Education, in the end of those 3.5 days, you're just so connected to the people that you were in the program with, and you really learn to love them. And they come from everywhere in the world sometimes, in every profession. So it's so amazing.
Well, I think you bring that love here to KHOI.
Yes, and do my best.
Yeah, well, I think that actually this is the reason I do this Wednesday program, because I love the small towns in our listening area, and I didn't even know about them until I started working at KHOI. And now when I discover a new event or a new way that these communities show their love for the people within them. I want to tell the world. I want everybody to know about that. And that's why I'm here at KHOI. And that's why we need to stay on the air.
So we do. It's more important than ever that a community radio stay on the air. And
yes,
that's why I came. I wanted to make a difference. And that's what Landmark's about, is making a difference in the world, finding your passions. I wanted to learn how to work with a radio station and be able to get things out there that I wasn't hearing in the media that I thought needed to be heard. And that's really why I came here. And I think that's why a lot of people come here and volunteer. We spend a lot of time to produce these shows and report the stories and go out in all kinds of weather and sometimes long road trips. Most are adventurous. Some are a little bit difficult. And all the volunteers here at KHOI put in long hours because they're passionate about their communities. I came back because I really missed Iowa. I really missed where I grew up and the people that I grew up with and my family. And so it's a love of Iowa that I came back to. But I really love and get excited about volunteering with KHOI. And so I hope that the public can support us so we can continue reporting really important stories around the community and around Iowa.
This is the time to become a member and drop by 410 Douglas, the Pantorium, to check us out to see if you wanted to volunteer or to deliver your membership contribution, because we are just a little bit short of our $35,000 goal for this membership drive. So come in, or you can just go online and press that yellow donate button. So think about us. You have been listening to KHOI Local Talk. I've been your host today, Susan Franzen, together with my co-host, Joy B. Other voices you heard were David Cunningham, Elizabeth at National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, Emily Milemski at Salisbury House. Local Talk airs at 7 a.m., noon, and 7 p.m. here on KHOI at 89.1 FM. Remember that you can also hear it online at khoifm.org and find links to the guests and information you heard during the program. KHOI is streaming live online at khoifm.org.
Today's show was engineered by Jackie Norman. Our theme song, as always, is Backtracking by Tom Richards and Al Harris from their CD, Ballad of Kate Shelley. Other music you heard was Love Changes Everything, written by Andrew Lloyd Webber, sung by Michael Ball at the Royal Albert Hall. And also Josh Groban and Kelly Clarkson sing All I Ask of You from The Phantom of the Opera.
Local Talk is a radio production workshop as well as a show. If you would like to try your hand at reporting, we'll train you. Come and join the Local Talk team. Let us know what you think. You can call us at 515-292-2878, email us at khoiradio@gmail.com, or go to the contact page of our website, khoifm.org, and all but the email are also ways you can contribute. Remember, you, the listener, are what makes KHOI meaningful and possible. Thank you for listening, and
see you
we'll
again sing
on the
radio.